Hey, what is up, amazing people? This is Rishi, and today I just want to talk about my personal experience that helped me to land my first job as a developer. Now, one thing to mention here is that I am not a professional career advisor. Of course, I do like to give free advice, but I'm not a professional career advisor. But I think it's worth sharing my experience and the tactics which got me job even in a crisis like this in the world. So I think it might help a lot of people who are listening to this. And I'm pretty sure it might not work for you, but I think for the majority of people, it would work if you follow the exact things that I did. Because I did something extra that a lot of people don't follow. I went out of the box. I did that one extra step. Now, it makes me upset to see people around me, especially developers, as I'm a developer as well, that a lot of people are forced to work at the places right now where they don't even want to work, like Starbucks and every other restaurants and stuff, where they don't want to work, but they have to pay their bills, they have to support their family, and they don't want to jeopardize what they have even with enough skills and college degree, so they have to work at those places. Well, I realized there are so many developers, those are extremely talented, but they're still not able to land a job, and I have full respect for them, as I was one of them as well before I joined Profit with JavaScript. But there are few powerful techniques that many of them don't even try. They don't go out of the box, they don't do that one extra step. Fortunately, I did that, and I landed my first job as a developer with this fantastic company called Ilaco Corp that is based in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Although, as I mentioned, I'm not a professional career advisor. I'm just sharing my experience, which is going to help a lot of people for sure. So let's start talking about, before we go deep dive into that, let me just say that it's been just a week I have started my job, and the people are amazing at my new job. It has a work environment just like Clever Programmer, where I get to work around unbelievable talents all around from the world, and I would be happy to surrounded by such people at two jobs. Well, now let's get deep dive into that what are the steps that got me my job. So step number one, very basic step, I improved my resume. Now, I recently graduated from mobile application development. I started looking for jobs. Most of the time I never got a reply, and even if I did, it was something like, unfortunately we have moved to another candidate, and I did not even got one interview. And I was so curious to know why I am not getting any interviews. So I decided to talk with Naz. Naz is an instructor at Profit with JavaScript, who has been interviewed by companies like Google, Twitter, Uber, and have worked for companies like Palantir, and the list goes on. But he told me the reason why I'm failing to get any interviews is because my resume sucks. Now, when he told me that, I was shocked, because I was like, I have watched so many YouTube videos to build my resume, so how is that even possible? But honestly, if you ask me right now, my resume did suck at that point, I won't lie. So he helped me to create an amazing resume that is simple, that is one page, and that stands out. Now, I don't want to go deep into how you can improve your resume, but I would just say that improve your resume with an expert's help. Always, you might feel that your resume is very good, you might feel that your resume is very attractive, but if you go to an expert, you'll still have a lot of corrections that you can make, and you can then apply for this job. But that was the step number one. I improved my resume with an expert's help. Step number two, applying for the job. I was all ready to rock and roll and start applying for a job at this point, but again, where the heck do I apply? There are so many platforms you can use to apply for jobs, such as LinkedIn, such as AngelList, ZipRecruiter, Indeed, etc, etc, etc. But my favorite platform, and from which I landed my job, is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is really, really powerful social media platform. Trust me, and even if you don't trust me, trust Gary Vee. He keeps on saying LinkedIn is super powerful. Now, it's not a piece of cake to land a job even from LinkedIn, I know for sure, and you have to work for it. Few things I did before applying were, I started making a lot of valuable posts that help developers. I started sharing the projects that I built. I still remember that I think I built a React real-time chat application that I just made it from a YouTube tutorial, and it helped me to, I think there are two HRs who approached me that, did you build this project? And I was like, yeah, all I did was I just shared on LinkedIn that I just built this project and this has this features, and two recruiters approached me. Now obviously they did not offer me the job, but they did approach me. Now all I would do in this post is just write few lines about anything I know or have learned which would give value to someone. As soon as I started doing that, few recruiters started approaching me. Again, not easy at all. I did make a lot of posts. Moreover, they all approached me for an unpaid position, but they did approach me, which before I started posting anything, they never approached me. So, which was a good sign. Now, I never ended taking those jobs, but I did make some good connections, and I really have good connections even right now with them, and help some of my friends who are looking for an unpaid position to join those startups. Now that was the step number two. I started applying for jobs on LinkedIn, and I started posting the projects I have built, and I started making some valuable posts. Now let's talk about the most important part and the extra step that helped me to land my job. So, as every developer would do, I applied for the job on LinkedIn, but unlike many people, I decided to see who posted that job on LinkedIn. Now, on LinkedIn, you can literally see who posted the job underneath the job description. So, what I did was, I did apply to that job as a web developer at Ulaco Corp on LinkedIn, and then underneath that description, I can see that the HR of Ulaco Corp, she posted that job. So, I sent her the connection. I was never sure if she would accept that or not. So, I sent her the connection, and then I just messaged her that, hey, I hope you're doing great. I recently applied for this position, and I believe you are working for the HR in that company, and that is the reason I have reached out to you. And then I was like, would you be okay if I share a short summary of what I do? And I never expected any response from her, but she was like, now what I did here was I started a conversation, which is very important. Now she replied to that conversation that absolutely, just shoot me an email, because I knew that every HR has to grow to thousands of emails. And that's what she told me. Like, after I got that job, I was talking with her when I went to that company. I was talking with her that I think, and she was like, one thing that got you the job was that you approach me, because she was like, I have to go through thousands of resumes, but when you approach me, we felt that you are ambitious, you are dedicated. So they went through my resume first. And I think that really worked for me. Then I forwarded my resume, and I sent her a message that, hey, I have forwarded my resume. But I also sent her something like this. I told her that I can assure you I won't let you down. I have experience working with this technology. Now, I was not sure if I did the right thing or not at that point. But now I'm pretty sure it was the right thing, because it shows that you are ambitious. When you tell someone that I assure you I won't let you down, it shows that you are ambitious, and you need to show this kind of skills, because when you're applying for those entry-level position, they are always looking for someone extraordinary. So, to which she replied, hey, I just went through your resume, it's pretty interesting. And the conversation went on, and that conversation got me my first interview with them. So that was the third step. That was the second step. I applied for this job, and I approached that recruiter. I texted that recruiter on LinkedIn, and that's what a lot of people don't do. They just apply for the job and leave it there. You have to approach that. Let's say something like this. You applied for 20 jobs, and if out of 20 jobs, if you reach out to 15 recruiters, that would take 1 hour, not even 1 hour, that would take half an hour. And I am pretty sure out of those 15 recruiters, at least 4 to 5 recruiters will reply, and at least you will get 2 or 3 interviews if you do it right. I'm pretty sure about that. Now, step number 3, getting the interview. So after having a good conversation with her, I got my first interview, and my first interview was a technical interview with the tech lead. So I was asked questions regarding front-end web development, which was the position for. I answered it all well, because I have experience with those technologies. And the last question they asked me in that interview was that, you do have experience with all the technologies that are listed in job description, right? Now, I could have easily said, yes, I do have experience with all the technologies because I was done with my technical interview, but I said no. I have heard about .NET Core, but I never work with it, but I'm willing to learn it and I believe it won't be hard for me to catch up as I have always loved learning new technologies. Now, I was scared that as I told them that I do not know .NET Core, I might not even get my second interview, but I did got my second interview with their project manager and general manager, and they told me that, actually they told me that they really appreciate my honesty because, you know, as a human, you are not perfect. You don't know every single thing, and those technical skills, it can be always learned. So they always focus on the soft skills. Now, on the second interview, they asked me questions like, what do you feel about constructive criticism? And then I answered to them that constructive criticism is one of the most important things that can make you or break you as a developer. If you deal with it properly and take it in a positive way, you will grow immensely from it. So they asked me questions like that. Then the other question they asked me was, what kind of work environment do you like to work in? Obviously, they wanted to know if I was a good team player. So I replied to them that I like to work in teams. You can even see on my portfolio that I have done a lot of projects with teams because I like working with different people, and there are so many things that you can learn from them. So that's why I like working in teams where you get to work with different people. Now, that interview went pretty well, and honestly speaking, I was just being me. I just shared whatever I feel, making sure I phrased those sentences properly. Now, that was my second round of interview. Till this point, I was not even scared, I was not even nervous. But now I got an email from them saying that I have been selected for the last round of interview, and it was with the CEO. Now, the reason why I was scared was because I was among their two top picks. They were gonna select one person and I was among their two top picks. And until now, I never expected anything. I was just being me, but now I was scared because I was very close to land a job, which really excited me. So my interview started with their CEO and we had a good, pretty good conversation for 5 minutes. Hi, how are you? But then he asked me the first question, and which really shocked me. That question was, how are you with women? And I know for the fact that he wants to know I'm not a jerk. But what confused me was, how the hell do I answer that? Right? Like, I cannot say that I'm good with women. Like, it sounds cheap. But I know for a lot of you, it will be easy to answer, but English is not my first language, and I was blank for 10 to 20 seconds because I was figuring out how to actually phrase this answer. Well, finally, I replied something like this, that I work around amazing women at Clever Programmer, and some of them have kids, some of them have families, and when they put a lot of hard work, even with their kids, it really inspires me, and honestly, it does. And I feel that you have to be respectful with everyone working around you, as there is so much that you can learn from everyone. And I just knew that was a pretty good answer I replied to, and then the interview went on, and he asked me another tricky question. So he asked me something like this. He said that, you just graduated, right? I was like, yes. So he's like, but still you applied for this job, right? So I'm like, yes. So he's like, but you just graduated. So would you say that you still have a lot to learn even though you applied for this job? And I was scared to say yes, but I was like, if I say yes, it would make him feel that I am not ready for this job yet because I still have a lot to learn. But answering no was never an option because no one is perfect. So I answered that, yes, I just graduated and I understand that this job requires enough skills in front-end web development. I would say that I have enough skills required for this job, excluding .NET Core, but I would also say that I still have a lot to learn. And I can learn so many things, and I'm pretty sure I would learn from amazing people like you because I'm always open to learning. I knew that I really answered it well. The interview went amazing, but I was still nervous as I was one of their two top picks. And when I knew that I was one of their two top picks, I was sure that the other person would be very competitive as well. Now, a few hours later, few hours later, I got an email from them, and I still remember I was driving my car when I got the notification from Gmail, and as soon as I did, I pulled over my car and my heart was beating incredibly fast to even open that notification. I was so scared. I was scared to know if I got that job or not, if I did not got that job or not, and if I did not, honestly, it would have broke me, but honestly, I would have moved on and just keep moving forward. But when I opened that email, it said that I have been offered the job and they would like me to join the team. And that was the happiest day of my life, or at least of the year 2020, as it was my first job as a developer. I was very emotional and feeling a sense of pride for working super hard, because I still remember I was working late nights, I was working hard on my portfolio, I was making some projects, and at that point when I was working late night, I was like, is it even gonna pay off? And when I got this job, even in a crisis like this where a lot of people are not even finding a job, I felt really good. I mean, I have full respect for people who are not, and full sympathy for people who are not finding a job, but I really felt great because of my hard work. And so yeah, that was my personal experience, and that was my actually that was my first and only interview so far. So I never interviewed with any other company, but yeah, that was just my experience. But before we wrap up, let's recall the most important steps. Step number one, make an attractive resume with the help of an expert. Step number two, share what you learn and your projects on LinkedIn. That will help you to grow your connections, powerful connections. Step number three, apply for the job, but make sure to reach out to that person who posted that job. Now, you can do that in LinkedIn because you can see who posted that job in LinkedIn. But if on LinkedIn, if it's a job posted by a company's page, from a company's page, you can still go to that company's profile and see the people working for that company and see who is the HR and reach out to that person. Always reach out to that person. Just sending them one text can change your life. Step number four, just be honest in your interview. If you do not know any skills, do not lie about that, because no one is perfect. Just be honest. Step number five, be disciplined about applying. Apply to minimum 10 to 15 jobs every single day. Now, I see a lot of people who apply for like five jobs one day, and then they don't apply for 1 week, and then they feel like I'm not getting a job. You have to be disciplined. You have to apply to 10 to 15 jobs every single day, and you have to go through hundreds of rejections before you land that one job. So it's okay. Just be disciplined. Step number six, make sure to phrase your answers properly in the interview, because sometimes you might want to convey something else in your interview and they might understand something else. So make sure to phrase your answers properly in the interview. So yep, that was something, that was my experience which helped me to land my job, and I'm pretty sure that it might help a lot of people who are listening to this. But I would always say that if you are applying for any jobs, always reach out to that recruiter. I would say that start applying for jobs on LinkedIn. I am pretty sure there are so many other amazing platforms, but start applying jobs from LinkedIn, and you can always go to LinkedIn filter and you can just click on easy apply, and you can just apply to all the jobs that are easy apply, and it's super fast. And then just see who posted that job, take that 5 to 10 minutes extra to reach out to that person. But be a genuine person, be an honest person, because someone is looking to hire a human and not a robot. Right, they do want a person who knows technical stuff, but they also want a person who is a good team player, who is good as a human. So make sure to be genuine and make sure to be just honest in your interview. So yep, that is something that helped me to get my job, but I'm pretty sure that is gonna help you to get your job as well. Well, good luck for your interviews. I'm pretty sure you'll get a job soon, and if you do, please reach out to me, or even if you have questions, please reach out to me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Rishi, R-I-S-H-I dot react. So R-E-A-C-T. So it's Rishi period react, Rishi dot react. So reach out to me if you have any questions, or if you get a job, please reach out to me. I would be happy to hear that. But good luck, and thank you so much for listening to this. Good luck for your interviews, just crush it and get that job, get that first job as a developer, and start making that income you always dream of. Good luck, guys.